Blog Talk Radio.
People, what's going on? Sorry, Kakasi the Binga. It's been a long time, I know. I hope you guys are doing out there in La La Land and California, the west side, east side, north side, south side, international. It's been a while, I know. For all your emails, for all the emails I've been receiving regarding my herniated disc, thank you for your love and support. Looks like we'll be doing surgery. Not too sure exactly about the date, but I'll keep you posted. The filming of the Congo film is coming along very well. The filming of the Congo film, obviously, right? It's a double indenture, I think. No, it's something else. It's coming along very well. We're going to wrap up the last shoot of that sometime in July, August. That's been taking a lot of time off, so that's why I haven't really broadcasted as much as I would like to. And plus, we're working on the Bucharest protocols. Check me out on Facebook. I was about to say that, right? It's so cliche now. If you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SaidDibinga, check out the photo albums. You'll see some pictures from behind the scenes of the Bucharest protocols and the Elysium protocols directed by Howard Simpson on the Elysium side and he and myself on the Bucharest side. Actually, yeah, that's how it works. So that's really been taking a lot of time. We're actually shooting our next scene June 27th out here in Los Angeles. So that's coming together very well. So again, the reason why I haven't broadcasted as consistent as I would like to is just a lot of production work. We just finished our last day of school today for the summer break now. Looking to go back home, hopefully in August. We'll see. Not too sure. So a lot of things going on, a lot of good stuff. So today's show is in memoriam. I'm going to make the effort. I'm actually not going to talk that much. Here and there I will. You know, today's show is in memoriam. It's something actually I name our Congolese memorial that I do in New York. In memoriam, and also on, I believe it's this week with George Stephanopoulos, they do this a segment at the end called In Memoriam, where they honor those that have died or have passed away for that week, that week, I believe. In this case, so this is something new we're doing. I like to do this more often, not wishing more people to die, but just honoring those folks who should get some acknowledgement. Today, our premiere episode, 45 minutes today, it's going to honor Floribert Chebeya Bahizire, a human rights activist that passed away, not willingly, back in DRC Congo 2 weeks ago, I believe. He was murdered, found dead in the back of a car outside of Kinshasa. He was on his way, allegedly, to meet the chief of police. I believe his name was John Dumbi. He was recently arrested under suspicion of being involved in this crime. Kinshasa has agreed to allow international, I believe from the Netherlands, doctors to observe the autopsy, if not conduct the autopsy themselves. I'm not too sure. So that's where it stands right now. But it's been a tragic loss, and it's really something that really hurts my heart, because the measure of democracy is measured by the freedom of free speech and critical analysis of that democracy. If you don't have it, then what's the point of saying that you're a democratic society? And for he's not the only journalist that's been harassed or murdered. Sadly, he may be far from the last. And it's just a tragedy. We switched our opening song from our usual intro to something new called, I believe, if you bear with me here, Nangarira, performed by the African Children's Choir. That was a short version. There's actually a longer version I like to play. And we're going to be playing some interviews and some music to go back and forth during this show. So again, if you hear a moment of silence, which there will be, we didn't go off the air, so just bear with me. Hopefully the reception's coming in. We've had some technical issues. when it's come to broadcasting. So we may be doing some pre-recorded shows and uploading them for your enjoyment. So let's continue on this groove. Again, today's premiere show is In Memoriam, Floribert Chebeya Bahadzair, if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Let's not just hear from myself. If you want to talk with me live, you can come to me at 646-595-2892, 646-595-2892. Or if you're hearing this on the internet, you can chat with me also. Just log on to the chat section, send me an email, talk to me, see what you have to say. We're coming up for 45 minutes today. So let's get on with this groove here. The first sense of acknowledgement by the tragedy of the gentleman, I want to play a few words. The condemnation by the UN of the murder of Chebeya, and they're urging an inquiry into his murder. So let's hear what they have to say about this tragic loss.
An individual with whom I met, Mr. Floribert Chebeya Bahadzair, was killed in Kinshasa in circumstances which strongly suggest official responsibility. He was the executive director of Voix des Sans Voix pour les Droits de l'Homme and a hugely respected human rights leader in the DRC. An urgent, independent investigation is essential. If the Council has the political will, it can do even more to prevent unlawful killings around the world and to tackle widespread impunity.
The Secretary General was deeply shocked to learn of the death in Kinshasa of Floribert Chebeya, president of the Voice of the Voiceless. Mr. Chebeya was a well-known and widely respected human rights defender in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. His reputation as a champion of human rights earned him the respect and admiration of his compatriots and of the international community. His work will be remembered as a tribute to Congolese perseverance.
The latter voice was a voice, I believe her name is Miss Ogata. She's the spokesperson for the UN. The earlier gentleman, whose name I don't have available to me at this moment, I have my notes here somewhere, is a member of the UN also. Again, they were speaking on the murder of our brother, Floribert Chebeya Bahadzair. Let's hear some other colleagues. The human rights colleagues had a meeting some time ago where they remembered Floribert Chebeya. I believe this is in English. Now, we do have some French stuff here, but this is the Anglo version.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and its capital, Kinshasa, are slowly returning to business. When it comes to human rights, activists like Justin Chibasange say there is still lots of work to be done. Chibasange works for a Kinshasa-based group called Voice of the Voiceless. He is working on the disappearance of Faustin Sosso, the daughter of exiled former rebel leader turned presidential also-ran Jean-Pierre Bemba. Sosso's relatives are trying all avenues to locate him or his body. He disappeared in August 2006. Sosa's sister says she does not understand why after all this time no information is available. She says if someone is killed, you can usually find the body somewhere. She has also written a letter to President Kabila demanding an answer. Chibasange says as a human rights worker, it is also dangerous to work on such cases. He says when you are an investigator, you are supposed to check with authorities as well. But if authorities are the source of the problem, he says, then it becomes very dangerous. Another human rights activist who helps refugees and relatives of people who have disappeared, Emmanuel Cole, from the Clinton Foundation, says he has often looked too close into such cases for the comfort of the government.
And I was, proposed for sentence to death, but unfortunately, through the intervention of human rights organizations, I was set free without being judged. And also, that's not the first time. Very often, you know. So I can say that cell is my office, and the prison is my home.
Slowly, though, some activists feel their work is paying off. Provincial governments recently set up special committees to investigate alleged human rights violations by security forces, which have long ruled with impunity over sub-Saharan Africa's biggest and often most troubled nation. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Western Central Africa Bureau.
We're going to do a musical tribute here, a musical selection for our fallen brother, Floribert Chebeya Bahizire. Again, I actually received the email saying they wanted to hear the song that we played in the beginning, Nangingirila, by the African Children's Choir. We will do that, but I'll give you a different version of that song. Floribert, this is for you. Hope you can hear us down here. At the fourth, man, that just gets me. It just pulls on my strings, my heart when I hear that song. At the 14th session of the NGO, the joint NGO organizations issued a statement on the death of Floribert Chebeya.
Monsieur le Président,
sir, I'm making this statement on behalf of seven ECOSOC-recognized NGOs and others based in Africa. In a letter addressed to Laurent Kabila in this year, we condemned the murder of Mr. Floribert, this eminent human rights defender in the RDC. We are also deeply shocked and saddened by his murder. The international condemnation of this revolting act, including a condemnation by the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the Secretary General of the United Nations, as well as by other states in this council, was of comfort to us. The council needs to react to Floribert's death, calling for justice, and there should not be impunity for attacks on human rights defenders. The council must also help to protect other human rights defenders in the Congo who are being intimidated and subject to threats and harassment. And we call for ensuring the safety of Floribert's family and his colleagues, and we call on the Secretary General and those and the Special Rapporteur on Summary and Arbitrary Execution to investigate the death of Floribert and the disappearance of his chauffeur. The numerous statements that investigations would be held in are not impartial and credible because of the failures of previous investigations of human rights defenders. We do not believe that the present investigations will indeed clarify what occurred and lead to justice being done. We call on all states to continue to indicate their concern at the situation of human rights defenders in the DRC and to ensure that an effective investigation is conducted into his death. We also call on the DRC's government to accept the offer of the Secretary General to carry out an investigation. The Council needs to be informed of the situation as regards this investigation and human rights defenders in the DRC, and also to ensure that there is proper accountability. We therefore call on for regular updates by the DRC on the subject of its investigations. We call on you and your successor to inform the Council of progress.
What were you hearing there? Why his English sounded kind of stalled is that he was actually doing a little translation of the speaker that you actually heard at the beginning of the segment there. So, again, if you wonder why the guy's English was, why he was speaking was kind of stalled here and there, it's because he was doing a little translation. Let's hear something about Flora. Let's ask before we come to he himself. The European Parliament, Betty, let's go a little deeper to show the impact of our brother who was lost. Vice President Corina Cretu, she's part of the Romanian European Union Parliament. They issued a statement on Chebeya himself, and I believe she's actually speaking in Romanian. So I just want to show this. You may say, oh, my God, I don't speak Romanian. It's not really just it's not to show the language spoken. It's to show the reach of this guy's impact he had in life, which I'm sure he wasn't aware of, his impact in life that's being spoken of now that he is dead, and I'm sure he wasn't aware of the reach of his work. That's here. It's a very short segment, and again, I believe she's speaking Romanian. She's the Vice President of the Romanian European Union Parliament, and her name is Vice President Corina Cretu.
Vielen Dank, Herr Kollege Posselt. Als nächstes Frau Kollegin Cretu.
Mulțumesc foarte mult. Doresc și eu să condamn această crimă odioasă împotriva unuia dintre cei mai respectați africani pentru lupta sa curajoasă pentru democrație și respectarea drepturilor omului. Denumirea ONG-ului pe care îl conducea domnul Floribert Chebeya Bahizire este definitorie pentru activitatea sa, vocea celor fără de voce. Lor le-a închinat Bahizire viața sa și, din păcate, și moartea. Arestat și hărțuit de-a lungul anilor, inclusiv pentru că a deranjat denunțând corupția din rândul armatei, a avut parte de un sfârșit sângeros. Acest lucru, barbaria cu care a fost ucis, este elocventă pentru starea drepturilor omului în Congo, o țară în care se intensifică actele de tortură, rele tratamente, arestările arbitrare, violențele sexuale și, iată, execuțiile brutale. De aceea, consider că diplomația Uniunii Europene trebuie să insiste ca autoritățile congoleze să asigure o anchetă independentă, credibilă și transparentă, care să ducă la identificarea și aducerea în fața justiției a celor vinovați. Guvernul congolez este primul chemat să combată impunitatea care favorizează încălcările drepturilor omului într-o țară în care războiul civil reprezintă un cadru prielnic pentru masacre, violuri în masă și alte atrocități. În acest context, cred că misiunea ONU de menținere a păcii din Congo poate juca un rol eficient în observarea derulării anchetei. Mulțumesc foarte mult!
Vielen Dank, Frau Kollegin Cretu. Als nächstes für eine Minute Herr Kollege Kowal.
Dziękuję bardzo, panie przewodniczący. Ja myślę, że mamy do czynienia z taką sytuacją, że kiedy Afryka prosi o wsparcie, kiedy państwa afrykańskie zabiegają o taką czy inną formę współpracy.
A tragic loss, people. Again, that's from the Romanian European Union Parliament. That was Ms. Creta, the vice president. You know, there's one thing when you want to criticize what's going on in Congo. It's one thing when you want to point at Kinshasa, you want to point at President Kabila, you want to point at whatever. It's another thing when you're actually in, you know, you can say that stuff when you're in the United States or you're in Washington, D.C. or in some quote-unquote safe haven. It's another thing when you really put your life on the line like our brother Floribert did. Life is in jeopardy. People are always out to get him. And yet he realized his mission was to make a difference and to speak for the voiceless. And that's what our job is. And those bitches who killed him are going to suffer for this. What goes around comes around. You can't escape doing unrighteousness to the righteous. You can't. And for me, regardless of what organization or what individual wants to run their mouths, It's one thing, again, to say it when you're safe in the U.S. in D.C. or Baltimore or in the Midwest. It's one thing, because you can go home pretty best assured that no one's going to take you out for what you're saying about the DRC. But it's another thing when you're in back home in the old country and you're speaking out, as all human rights activists would know. Kira Saro over there in Nigeria, I believe he was killed during the Abacha regime in Nigeria, in other places around the world. It's one thing to criticize, when you're safe in your home. It's another thing when you make statements about the government and its human rights violations or what have you, when you're actually in the country itself and you're not walking around with Secret Service. So let's show a little respect and let's show a little compassion and let's show a little reflection on exactly what is the agenda of your advocacy or our advocacy for the DRC. Now, Floribert was interviewed, I believe, in 2006. Some people have never heard the guy speak. Again, this is in French, so I'll give you a brief interview of Floribert Chebeya.
Et en République démocratique du Congo, l'assassinat de Floribert Chebeya est condamné de toutes parts. Il était militant des droits de l'homme. L'ensemble des ONG congolaises impliquées dans le même combat exige aujourd'hui une enquête internationale. Ce qui est sûr, c'est que Floribert Chebeya dérangeait en 2006, durant la campagne électorale, Bernard Leplat l'avait rencontré.
Mai 2006, nous sommes en pleine campagne électorale pour les élections présidentielles. Floribert Chebeya estime que les dés sont pipés et que la communauté internationale a déjà choisi son candidat.
Les élections qui sont offertes aux Congolais ne sont pas de vraies élections. Ce sont des élections faussées, des élections, n'est-ce pas, galvaudées, des élections dont aucun Congolais sérieux ne veut entendre parler. Et au lieu de soutenir, n'est-ce pas, des gouvernements qui travaillent contre la population congolaise, qui développe une capacité de nuisance depuis le président Mobutu, le président Laurent Désiré Kabila et le président Joseph Kabila, qui a pratiquement été mis au pouvoir d'une manière artificielle contre la volonté de la population congolaise. C'est là tous les problèmes, parce qu'il faut donner un signal fort que les Congolais sont en mesure de gérer eux-mêmes leur pays en toute responsabilité, dans la transparence, et nous en sommes capables.
Le dernier combat de Floribert Chebeya, c'était l'humanisation des conditions de détention dans les prisons. Il avait l'habitude des menaces et des intimidations. Il ignorait sans doute que son franc-parler lui coûterait la vie.
And this next section is another musical dedication to our friend, our fallen brother, Floribert Chebeya Bahizire. name of that song was My Name is Lincoln. Many have heard it in the movie The Island, and you may have heard it recently in the movie Avatar. Another comment from colleagues regarding the death of Floribert Chebeya. I believe this was posted by a Mo Kosomo some time ago. We actually got the audio version of that post sent to us by one of our producers. So Mo Kosomo, the young brother, young colleague's brother down there, in Orange County, his father's pastor Costa Rica, runs the African Christians Church out here in Los Angeles. Mo's sister is Julie. I believe they both run the youth ministry in the church. And let me tell you, Julie gave a benediction at our Connolly's Memorial back in 2005. I can't even describe how powerful it was, and I still remember it to this day. And I cannot wait to actually get the footage out and convert that to a DVD so people can see her in her glory. Powerful speaker. This is in regards to the headline being the leading human rights activist, F. Chebeya, murdered.
What we knew is that he went there. Whether the meeting actually happened or not is not clear. There was an SMS sent from his phone saying that he had not met the Inspector General of Police. But as always with SMS, it's hard to tell whether he sent it himself. But there was definitely an SMS sent from his phone at the time of the meeting saying that it was cancelled, but he was there at the headquarters of police.
No one can get in touch with John Noonby, or is he not responding to calls on whether the meeting actually took place?
He has not gone public on this. I couldn't reach him myself, and the only person who has talked about the case in the police so far is General Oleko, who is the provincial head of police at Kinshasa level. But John Noonby himself, no, he has not made any comments on the case so far.
Okay, and the police there have made a statement saying that they are investigating and they will bring the perpetrators to justice. What can you comment on that?
The fact that General Oleko went on the record saying that they were looking for the perpetrators seems to imply that they consider this as a murder, because there was no wound on the body of Chebeya, no bullet wound or no cut or anything like that. So, yes, they said they were going to bring perpetrators to justice, but this has happened before. There are many pending cases in which human rights defenders or journalists were murdered, and investigations are still pending, and nobody was brought to justice.
Now, the BBC report that I read said that they had found female hair and condoms in the car. Can you confirm that?
I heard about it as well from police sources and from people in Chebeya's entourage who have seen the police reports. There is the possibility, some activists were saying on local radio here, that these condoms and female hair might have been placed there just to make the death look like a love story gone bad, or a family murder or something like that. But those activists also said that they did not believe that story, and they thought those evidence pieces might have been placed there on purpose to make the story look different. But they definitely think he was killed because of his human rights defenders' activities.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of activism that he was doing with the Voice of the Voiceless, his NGO, and I know he was doing some work on behalf of the jailed trade unionists, also to uphold democracy in Parliament, is that correct?
Yes, because when Parliament was the scene of a big battle just over 1 year ago between various politicians within President Joseph Kabila's party and supporters, there was widespread criticism that the presidency was trying to control Parliament and replace the president of Parliament with somebody who was more close to him, and Floribert Chebeya was among the people who said that this was interference into parliamentary affairs, and that there was a risk that the Parliament would not be allowed to keep going as a democratic institution. Other areas of his work include the Voice of the Voiceless work, and his personally include legal aid for people who could not afford a decent lawyer in court.
Well, now others have said, you know, after him, who will be next? And the other question would be, is there anyone else who could take over his mantle and be as effective as he has been and do the kind of work that he's been doing that you can think of?
Well, there are people who definitely are listened to at the national level, but very few of them. Chebeya was really the most prominent activist, and now what human rights defenders need in the Democratic Republic of Congo is strong involvement from the government to protect them, because as they have lost their main leader, they're afraid that they, at the local level or other less prominent leaders, will also be threatened or killed, as it happened in the past. So that's their main worry at the moment.
And do you think they will get that from the government? Is that a possibility?
I'm not sure, because commitments have been made before. You hear ministers saying that they are here to protect civilians, including human rights defenders, and then stories like what happened yesterday keep happening. So it looks like there is still impunity in this country, and despite the public discourse on better protection for human rights defenders, there is no concrete evidence of any progress being made, actually.
Impunity, a word you hear often in these kind of situations. Impunity, where someone can rape a woman, kill a child, and conscript child soldiers, and murder human rights activists and get away with it. And that's something you talked about, is impunity. Once the impunity is gone, you'll see a radical change in the culture. The society as it stands it right now. Our last moment here, before we get to our last musical segment here, is The Moan of Silence by the European Parliament. This is in French. I apologize for our Anglo speakers and listeners, but you know, this guy had a global reach. Again, this is the European Parliament's Moment of Silence, and this is in French.
Permettez-moi peut-être avant de commencer, je pense, notre grand moment, mais en notre nom à tous, de rendre hommage à Floribert Chebeya, la voix des sans-voix, celui qui a été dans des circonstances tout à fait étranges et non élucidées des gouvernements hier. Je pense vraiment que cette fête est une fête extrêmement grave et très préjudiciable. Mes premières pensées vont évidemment d'abord à sa famille, mais c'est aussi une fête très grave pour tous les défenseurs des droits de l'homme. Et je voudrais également faire savoir, en votre nom, j'en suis sûr, qu'on ne comprendrait pas qu'une enquête approfondie soit faite sur les circonstances de sa mort. Je pense que la sécurité des défenseurs des droits de l'homme est certes une part plus importante que la sécurité de tous les autres Congolais, mais en tout cas qu'elle doit être garantie par les autorités congolaises de façon prioritaire. C'est quelque chose d'extrêmement important. Et donc, pour lui, pour sa famille et pour ses proches, je vous propose une minute de silence.
That was a moment of silence. Sorry about the audio quality there. I'm sure it sounds a lot better where you are, since I'm hearing this through headphones. But it was a little staticky there, but prayerfully you were able to hear the moment of silence and the words that the European Parliament read in honor of Chebeya, our fallen brother. So right now we're going to have Hazir in memoriam. A moment of silence, please, wherever you are. Thank you, people. You know, as a voice, you know, it can't continue on like this. You know, I'm not talking about those fraud advocates out there for Congo and who, you know, they'll say what they say here. I want to see these clowns. I want to see these people. I want to see these individuals, organizations go to Kinshasa on the street and say what they say about Congo and Kinshasa and President Kabila and things like that. I'm not saying right or wrong, but it just seems like it's real easy. I'm really irritated by these people who run their mouths. But again, Floribert put his life on the line. My family, you know, we've been at this for, as my brother Mekongo said so eloquently, over 100 years. And they've tried to murder my father, you know, in and outside of Congo. You know, you have to fight for the country. And my thing is, if you're not willing to put your life on the line, then get out of the fight, stay on the sidelines, or go somewhere else. So, people, we have 9 minutes remaining. As we close up the show, I often wonder what Floyd Bear was going through, what he was thinking about when he was in that car, if that's where he died. If he knew the person that attacked him, if he knew the person that was about to kill him, if he knew the people that were setting him up, what was his last thoughts at the last minute of his life? What was he thinking? What was going on? What were the words that was transpiring? You know what? I think I know what he was thinking. And this will be our last musical tribute to our friend, our fallen brother, Floribert Chebeya Bahizire. This is In Memoriam. I'm Saeed Kekesi Dibenga. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, either or. Stay with me. Stay in touch. Join the movement. Let's rule the world. Again, this is what I believe were his last words before he had died. Take care, people. Thank you for tuning in. I'm gone. Thank you. can feel it coming in the air tonight. His last words, you wonder if he was saying, I've been waiting for this moment all of my life. Our brother Floribert Chebeya by his ire, by his ear, in memoriam. He can feel it coming in the air tonight, waiting for this moment all of his life. And he knew what they did, and he knew why they kept silent. It's not a way to go, but here we are talking about him days later. As if he may be silenced, his body, but we have to carry on the fight. We have to continue with the battle, not just here, not just in Congo, but around the world. We have to defend the rights and speak on the rights. People, make a difference. Go out there, rule the world. Saki Kesi Dabinga, I'm gone. Thank you for tuning in.